In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Short week. Today is a football what in their world?
Today would be Thursday for them.
Thursday.
Yep.
All right. Cowboys, Giants. Right here on this radio station. Everyone's been talking about ticket prices for this, RJ.
Low. I saw them as low as $25.
Hey.
And that's not even, that's for a seat. That's not bad. That's not for the party pass.
Are you embarrassed?
Who's the halftime?
Laney Wilson.
It's worth it going to Laney Wilson for $25. Depends on what, you know.
Well, for what, two songs?
Yeah, it's quick. I mean, they do like...
You'll fit in like, it'll be like a medley.
Yeah.
She'll sing like 30 seconds of eight songs or something.
Right.
So you'll get a nice smattering of it.
I mean, what did, who do we have? Dolly sang about 4 minutes of Jolene last year.
So $20, $21,
$25? $20 to $25 is you could get in, get a seat. Up top, that's pretty low, pretty low.
Speaking of low, what do you think the over-under is for this game?
I have not looked. 38.5?
37.5.
Oof.
37.5,
oof.
Cowboys favored by 4.
It's like an Army-Navy game.
Before we dive into it a little bit more, Stephen Jones yesterday was on the KMC Masterpiece. What a question. They're asking these bold questions. Did you have a mixed reaction about the win, just like many fans of Team Tank?
Absolutely not. I mean, we've been very upfront that we're, you know, we're wanting to win football games right now. And certainly, you know, I understand what our record is through a tough stretch in our schedule there where we were playing, you know, division-leading football teams and, you know, the tougher part of our schedule. And, you know, we just want to go out there and win football games. And that's the most important thing right now is play the people who give us the best chance to win the game.
So, no surprise there. Was it any sweeter to beat Dan Quinn, who's now on the other side?
Anytime you go on the road against a division opponent, actually, you beat a division opponent anywhere, it's super sweet. And, you know, like I said, we got nothing but the utmost respect for Dan Quinn and what he stands for and what he's all about. So, but, you know, that's what you get. I'm sure he was wanting us in the worst way, too, in terms of getting a big divisional win, but it was great to get a big divisional win there on the road. And, you know, we've got good football players on this team. We've had some challenges this year, but, you know, obviously you look at a game like that with a team that's, you know, one of the better teams in the NFC. Certainly, I think if the playoffs were today, they'd be in them. And, you know, a big win for us. And like I said, we're going to continue to, our goal is to win football games. And it starts, Thursday against the Giants at home against Thanksgiving.
Boy, did he give us an RJ Choppy Thursday?
Thursday.
Yeah.
That was a Thursday, like Choppy always likes to throw out there.
Where are we with the injuries, Bobby?
It's a little complicated. It's a little complex. So they were thrown off, I think, by the Tyler Smith unavailability. They were really thrown off by Trayvon Diggs. I don't think they knew he wasn't going to play till Saturday afternoon, when I think he kind of said, guys, I'm not going to be able to go. You remember a couple years ago, Amari Cooper in the Jets game, where they felt like they didn't have a good handle on, you're more banged up than we thought. You didn't really communicate that. I think they felt that way with Diggs this week. But it sounds like Stephen had told them yesterday, does not sound good for Jake Ferguson or Zach Martin. Jerry sounded last week like the Ferguson concussion was serious enough that they were going to have to, you know, pump the brakes on him for a little bit. And so Ferguson, Martin sounds like they're out. Sounds like you are going to be getting Tyler Smith back this week, and that's a positive. He's really good. Diggs has a shot to play. So those are all positives if you're trying to win football games. But Zach Martin and Jake Ferguson likely going to be out in this one.
And the Giants are trying to settle down. Malik Nabers trying to calm him down a little bit after he was unhappy about the lack of work in their loss against Tampa.
What a mess the Giants have become. Like the two New York organizations right now are just floundering. And Malik Nabers obviously snapped after the game. Was like, go ask Daboll about it. I don't know. You can go ask him about it. So they went to Brian Daboll. They checked in with him. They asked him. And Daboll has typically been a guy who kind of snaps back in the media whenever he's asked about one of his players. Not this time. He goes, he's a very competitive individual. Again, you want to get the ball in his hands, and I got to do a better job of getting the ball in his hands early. He had 12 targets, by the way. He's a smart young guy that's very competitive. And again, when you lose like that, it's a frustrating thing, but we've had good communication, as we always have.
The snippiest hot coach right now, like McCarthy and Daboll, sounds like they're trying to be a little bit nicer. The snippiest one by 14 country miles is Doug Peterson.
So yes.
He's the one, like,
he knows.
I'd explain it to you if you had the capability of understanding it, but I know you don't. I know you can't comprehend the play call.
It's really wild, though. Like, you mentioned the Giants and Jets are so bad. Like, most of the New York teams right now are pretty good. Mets are good. Yankees are good. Knicks, Rangers, Devils. And then there you got the Giants and the Jets, which are the laughing stocks of their conference.
So Michael Lombardi, former NFL GM, boys of Belichick, friend of the show, best buddy of Broadus, he said that Pete Rozelle, the former commissioner, used to really get involved in trying to help out the bad teams, like sitting down with them. Yo, man, like, let's figure out a way to fix this. Let's this, let's that. And he thinks, you know, Pete Rozelle was around, and he thinks, you know, current leadership in the National Football League is not happy with these New York teams. Like that, right. Woody Johnson is kind of an embarrassment. If you guys look at what we are as a league right now in terms of dominance, if you two could carry your weight just a little bit for a 2 or 3 year run, we take it to a next level. That's what Lombardi's perspective was, because of the way Pete Rozelle would try to, you know, raise up the have-nots.
Right, and they are truly have-nots. And like the Giants have had they've been a very historically just a stable organization.
Yeah.
They don't overreact. They don't fire GMs. They don't fire head coaches. They just kind of stay the course, and they're generally...
Theirs isn't circus-like. Like, the Jets are circus-slash-cowboy-like. The Giants just feel like...
Giants feel like cavemen. Yeah. They just feel old. They feel like they're stuck in their ways. They still have, like, a landline telephone. They're too worried to switch to, like, all cell phones in their house.
Pittsburgh
the Giants.
They're Pittsburgh without the consistency.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
They're trying to, and there's value in like wanting to be that, but when you're clearly not that, you've got to do something different.
It's very old thinking. I mean, the fact that, you know, we've talked about a lot in the last couple weeks, the fact that they let Saquon Barkley go, and there was that quote of, you know, boy, if he ends up with the Eagles, I'm going to be sick to my stomach, and a lot of it about jersey sales and stuff. They worry about things that are just... They're very, very old school in the way that they do things, except, I guess, the way that they treat their quarterback. In that case, they just publicly embarrass him.
And Daniel Jones officially cleared waivers, is now an unrestricted free agent. Adam Schefter threw out two teams. The Ravens and the Vikings as possibilities.
So the Vikings are interesting because, like, obviously JJ's not going to come back at all this year.
Right.
But, you know, what does that do for next year? Because there are people talking that Minnesota could draft a quarterback again next year. Like, why would you?
Saying that?
Some mock drafts.
I think Daniel Jones would just be wherever he's going. I would assume it's just through the end of the year. I don't think he's looking to plant himself anywhere. So it's if Kevin O'Connell feels like, man, I'm not getting the most out of Darnold anymore. They've started having some tougher margins in games. Maybe he does say, does Daniel Jones give me some? And I got to say, if you're Daniel Jones, if you want to talk about for Daniel Jones' headspace, though, to go from the most toxic organization in sports to Mr. Build up everyone's confidence in Kevin O'Connell, including quarterbacks that are on his own, like Anthony Richardson, then I think that'd be a perfect spot, actually.
So there was a Twitter note on a compensatory pick connection to this. If Daniel Jones signs with the team for the remainder of the season, then leaves in free agency and secures a solid backup or bridge quarterback type deal, the team that had him would be in line to receive a compensatory pick.
Yep. So, I mean, there's benefit for a team, especially if you are looking to stack up more comp picks. And so, I mean, there's definitely a reason to bring him in here. It's a mutually beneficial relationship.
Get our fourth back.
I don't think you'd get a fourth.
Which one?
I know, right?
The one you gave away for the receiver or the quarterback? Here's
running
a perfect.
Back.
What's that?
Running back.
Here's a perfect example of how out of touch the New York Giants are. They apparently called ESPN to complain about this sportscaster. This is Elle Duncan. I don't know if they're letting her or others on there do like these commentaries or these late night type of media rants, but this is Elle Duncan making fun of the New York Giants, and they apparently called Bristol to complain about this.
You guys think he had this saved in his notes since like 2020?
The speech.
In all seriousness, DJ, I could have saved you like 90 seconds. A rewrite. Sorry you paid me $108 million for one playoff win, and I look forward to reviving my career as Brock Purdy's backup. The end.
There you go. I listened to the whole thing, and I took like the most dangerous clip and audio. And they called to complain, apparently, because they got worked up over Elle Duncan's commentary. What are you doing?
That's soft. That's soft with a capital S and a capital W right thrown in there. But the Daniel Jones, that speech he gave was a complete microcosm of Daniel Jones, the quarterback. Like, you couldn't, I mean, he's so scared. His decision-making is so conservative. He's so scared to make a mistake that he couldn't even speak from the heart. This is, I mean, you've been in the league for 4 years. You
Romo
Duke
did the same thing.
I know, it's stupid. I mean, this
does Daniel Jones have a personality, though? Romo's at least had some charisma to it. Daniel Jones, he looks dead inside.
He does look dead inside, but like,
he looks dumb face inside.
Romo had charisma, but I don't think that was a charismatic speech he gave.
A lot of people love that speech.
I think it was well written, but I mean, like, the heavy sighs, it was clearly like, I don't even want to read this right now. It was sad, I thought.
Heartfelt. That was his intent.
Heartfelt.
To convey it as heartfelt. You have no objectivity, so you can't.
I have objectivity.
Really,
I just said it was well written. That's a compliment.
Well written, horribly delivered.
Hey, he read that speech better than he reads a defense.
Well, he's going to end up better than your boy. It's not even going to be close. It might be close. 877-881-1053 in order to hit us up on the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line. We are live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Are you willing to sign this Thanksgiving agreement before everyone sits down at your table? That's next on Sean and RJ 105.3 The Fan.